Jacob and his household made preparations for the journey to Egypt, and then started on their way. When they arrived at Beersheba, on the southern border of the Promised Land, where the patriarchs had always worshipped God, Israel stopped to offer sacrifices to the Lord. God spoke to him in a vision at night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." Israel replied, "Here am I." And God said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again. And Joseph himself will close your eyes." Reassured by this divine revelation, the last he would ever have, Israel left the land of Canaan. His sons put the patriarch, their wives, and little children in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent. They also took their livestock and the possessions they had acquired in Canaan, and Jacob, with all his household, went down to Egypt. The total number of Israel's direct descendants was 70 in all, counting Jacob himself and Joseph with his two sons who were already in Egypt. There were also his sons' wives and a great number of servants and handmaids, so that Jacob's household already formed a large company. Before they arrived in Goshen, Judah went ahead to get directions from Joseph. When Joseph heard they had arrived at Goshen, he had his chariot made ready and went to meet his father. When he saw him, he threw his arms around his father's neck and wept. Israel said to Joseph, "Now I am ready to die, since I have seen for myself that you are still alive." Joseph told his brothers to say to Pharaoh that they tended livestock, so that they would be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen. This part of the country was in the delta, and had rich pasture lands. Shepherds were an abomination to the Egyptians, which was another reason for settling Jacob's family in an area that kept them apart from the local population. As the province of Goshen was quite separate from the rest of the country, Jacob's sons would be able to live and spread out without being too influenced by the customs and heathen religion of the land. Pharaoh wanted to see the family, so Joseph chose five of his brothers to present them before the king. When Pharaoh heard they were shepherds, he told Joseph to settle the family in Goshen, adding that he would entrust his own flocks and herds to their care if any among them had special skill in tending livestock. Joseph also brought his father to the palace and presented him before Pharaoh. The king asked how old he was, and Israel replied, "The days of my pilgrimage are 130 years. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. So Joseph settled his family in Goshen and gave them property in the best part of the land, providing his father's household with food according to the number of their children. The famine continued and became even more severe. Joseph sold grain to the Egyptians and to the inhabitants of Canaan, and he put the money into Pharaoh's treasury. But when all the people's money was gone, the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us food, or we will die." Joseph told them they could exchange their livestock for grain. So the people gave their horses, sheep, goats, cattle, and donkeys to buy food for that year. They came to Joseph the following year and said, "We have nothing left except our bodies and our land. Buy us and our land in exchange for food, or we will perish." So Joseph bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh. However, he did not buy the land of the priests, because they received a regular allotment from the king. Joseph gave the people food and seed for sowing once the drought was over. He told them that when the time came for sowing and reaping, they were to give one-fifth of their crops to Pharaoh and could keep the rest for seed and for food for themselves and their households. The people were very grateful. "You have saved our lives," they said. "May we find favor in the eyes of our Lord, and we will be in bondage to Pharaoh." The 7 years of famine came to an end, but Jacob and his sons did not return to Canaan. They stayed in the region of Goshen, acquired property there, and increased greatly in number. Jacob lived 17 years in Egypt. Towards the end of his life, he called for Joseph and made him swear not to bury him in Egypt, but to carry his body to the land of Canaan and bury him in his father's tomb. Next episode, Jacob and Joseph's death.